WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Battle Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off day is listen to the rap, and now...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow! What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you haven't had a Prime Giving sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
I don't want to do this right off the bat, but we have a correction we need to make.
We have a correction we need to make?
We have a correction. Chat. I want to support the channel. You gotta link your Twitch account to your Amazon Prime account. And it's called Not Prime Gaming. It's presented by Amazon Luna. And then you can click the purple button below the screen. It's no longer Prime Gaming.
Oh, God damn it.
They
changed the name again.
They discontinued the Prime Gaming brand, so there is no more Prime Gaming, but Twitch Prime exists. But I don't know if you call it Twitch Prime. It's merged with Amazon Luna.
What the hell is Amazon Luna?
A failing product that they needed to put failing products together in.
It's a relaunch, apparently. So, you know, that's awesome.
For a failing brand. Yeah. But it's no longer Prime Gaming. So I don't know what the spiel should be anymore. What was the matter with Twitch Prime?
I was going to say, yeah, Twitch Prime was great. Can we just go back to calling it Twitch Prime?
I don't know what to call it.
Your free Prime sub? I don't know. Your free Twitch sub? Like,
you forget?
What?
Yeah. Just link your Amazon account to your Twitch account. It's called Free Twitch Sub. But just click the button below the screen and click the button. I don't even have the check mark to even see what they're calling it these days. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I autopilot the intro. I'm still mad that it's not a rectangle anymore.
Ruins the flow. But hey, chat, if
you
you're
a
go ahead.
We're still calling it Prime Gaming because I can't adjust at this stage.
Chat,
I've been doing this shit for 12 years.
If you use your free sub here, you can get brand new emotes. Ding. We have new emotes.
Woohoo! Go emotes!
So yeah. I think we have 4 new emotes, I think. 2 animated, so go us.
I like how one is Go Birds.
I know, Go Birds. Because Go Birds.
Okay, it's Bro Chill.
Friendly.
What's the pink?
Friendly. Bro, chill, friendly. All the
when
great
comms. Your train streams?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all your Delulu comms. Delulu and Fortnite series sticking around. We'll talk more about that in the back half of the show.
And Hendrix.
I has opinions to talk about. I have things to say.
He needs to vent, chat, so we're going to let this him is, this, sort of like crash out and pop off.
It's going to be a venting session. That's what this is going to be. So let's waste no time and talk about the news presented as always by MBG Films. That hasn't changed. YouTube.com/MBG1211, where you don't need Prime Gaming or Twitch Prime or Amazon Luna. But apparently now it's connected with Google and YouTube are connected with NBC. Who knows? But let's talk. We're not here to talk about that. We're talking about other things. Let's talk about it.
All right. Let's jump right into it. And Idris Enofe is leaving WWE. He put out a video, I believe, yesterday announcing that he's officially his contract is expiring. He's not being released, but he's not re-signing.
Yeah, it's probably one of the, again, like, the decision last week. Is it worth the money? Are you willing to take the money and wait around to see if you get the chance? Or you go elsewhere and see if you can make it? That's kind of the deal at this point.
Again, it's the ticking clock. And like you said, the money. But it's also, will I go anywhere faster if I go elsewhere? Because we've kind of hit that stage in WWE again where they've got everybody settled, everybody's in a really good place in terms of the stories, and they don't really need to bring anybody up. And so I'm gonna have pops tonight. And so you have a lot of people that like are just sort of stuck in a waiting room, right? And with the environment down in NXT, being stuck in the waiting room is bad because they only give you a certain amount of time to get to the main roster before they decide that, hey, you're kind of just taking up space. We need the spot. So you're gone. Now, I'm sure they would make exceptions for people because it's like, we just don't have anything for you, but we really want to keep you. And we really want to send you up, but we can't sandwich you in right now. Cause I'm sure there's some of that going on as well. But I'm not sure if Idris is one of those people or not.
He's probably a few months, years away, a couple of years away. Cause he was a tag team guy and kind of has lost the really isn't on TV that much. So he's kind of in the limbo stage. May have been working Evolve, may have been working other stuff they have, but it is what it is with some of the talent. It happens. You have 100-something people down there. Not everyone's going to re-sign.
And that's fine. I'm sure it seems like, based on what I saw in the video, it's on semi-good terms, at least on his side. Like, I don't think there was any hard feelings. I believe the decision is mutual, so I'm sure he could always come back if he felt like he wanted to, or if they felt like they needed him. I'm sure they could work something out. But, you know, honestly, if you don't feel like that's the right place for you, go somewhere where you fit in and you feel better, and, you know, give it a try and see what happens. You never know. You might come back, or you might strike it big elsewhere. Who knows at this stage?
Who knows? You really don't know.
But speaking of NXT, and one place he could go is TNA, which they're going to have a showdown. NXT and TNA, they're going to fight. And it's going to be on October 7th on the CW.
Yeah, this coming Tuesday, it's NXT Invasion. It's NXT Showdown. Can't call it Invasion.
Nope.
Yeah, because
it'll make specific people mad.
Because, okay. So it's NXT Showdown where TNA squares off against WWE NXT. In 2 traditional Survivor Series styles matches, it's the females of TNA versus the females of NXT, and the men versus the men of NXT and TNA. There will be the Hardys versus Dark State for titles. It will be Ethan Page against Mustafa Ali, and so much more. NXT Showdown this Tuesday on the CW.
Can I make one request of this? Can they leave the Cybertruck at home, please?
The Cybertruck?
Did you not see the visual? I think it was of the NXT wrestlers where they were like invading or whatever.
Oh, the TNA wrestlers invading. Yeah.
Yeah. And like somebody's driving a Cybertruck in the shot.
I didn't see the truck in the shot.
Yeah, somebody's driving a Cybertruck. I'm not sure if it's Sean or whoever, but Sean's been riding around in it too. That doesn't go as hard as you think that does, guys. It really doesn't. I'm sorry. So can you just leave the Cybertruck at home and, you know, get like something else?
No.
Where's the Jeep? Where's the Jeep? Where's the DX Jeep? Get that. That had a cannon on it. You could, you know, do that, but I guess not. I guess we can't do that. Anyway, moving on to AEW. AEW Blood and Guts is set to take place on November 12th.
So to confirm what we were talking about on Sunday on WTR, it will be on a Dynamite. We were talking about whether the women will have the Blood and Guts on whether it would be Collision or Dynamite. Since events taking on a Wednesday, appears it's going to be a Dynamite event. So unless they do tape it the same night, then there's one on Collision. But as of now, it's a Dynamite. So here we are.
This is the first iteration of that match, correct? For the women?
For the women, yes.
And you're doing it on just a regular TV show? Like they don't even get a PLE for it?
No. It's always a TV show. It's always been a TV event.
Well, at least hopefully they get like the main event.
Yeah, it would be... If they do it right, it has to be like the last hour. That usually is what's been happening with the men.
Okay. Well, if it's on a TV show and both the men and the women are going to be on the TV show, then I'm fine with that. That's totally cool. For a second, I thought it was like the men got on a PLE and the women were being relegated to TV.
It's always been a TV special, as far as I remember. At least I know the last few. I don't remember what the first one was, but I believe it was TV. They've always been special Dynamite shows because it's easy, because they have got to do two rings. You don't do it for pay-per-view because you make less money. For TV, you can get away with it because you're taking away seats.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. I don't think this is a huge surprise to anybody, but Andrade's back in AEW, so good for him.
Whoa, I'm so shocked. He returned to AEW.
I want his hair care routine. Like, goddamn, that thing looked like, yeah, his hair looked really good.
Congrats to Andrade for securing a spot in the 2029 Royal Rumble.
You think so?
The way he jumped ship, who knows?
I mean, I can't fault him because the dude needs to make money. He needs a paycheck. So go where they'll take you and, you know, work until they won't let you work anymore and then go somewhere else where they'll take you. Like, at this stage, why not?
Hey, congrats.
Tony's money spends just as good as TKO's, so.
It's all the same money.
Yep. Can't blame a guy for trying. So best of luck to Andrade. May it lead to big things for him. This time the buzz keeps building for the Beekeeper too. See what they did there. Palm Clemente from Mission Impossible fame and Guardians of the Galaxy and pro wrestler turned actor Adam Copeland, Percy Jackson, and the Olympians are the latest to join the cast of the Jason Statham starring action thriller.
Congrats to Edge.
Let's go.
Another sign where you know he's clearly gonna take this movie to go to WWE. Anyway, moving on.
DC and AEW are teaming up for an electrifying crossover that unites two powerhouse universes in a bold new storytelling experience. This unprecedented collaboration will bring the Justice League and AEW's top wrestling talent together in a high-octane, two-issue comic book event, launching with a special preview edition available exclusively to fans at New York Comic Con. Do you want me to do the whole thing and then we talk about it, or do we want to do this in stages?
It's all the one thing. Just keep going.
Okay. DC and AEW will also co-promote DCKO, the DC Comics event launching in October from acclaimed creators Scott Snyder and Javier Fernandez across AEW's linear broadcasts, digital platforms, and social media channels. The collaboration will culminate in DC Comics serving as the presenting sponsor for AEW's marquee pay-per-view event, Full Gear, live from Newark. Oh boy, Newark! AEW has built a universe as rich and dramatic as any comic book, where stories unfold through grit, passion, and unforgettable rivalries. This is written by AI. Now that the universe leaps from the ring to the 48-page, two-part comic book saga written by Steve Orlando, illustrated by Travis Mercer, and covers by Lucas Meyer, In this epic tale, AEW's finest, including Mercedes Moné, Will Ospreay, Darby Allin, Jon Moxley, Swerve Strickland, Adam Page, Tony Storm, Willow Nightingale, Orange Cassidy, and Kenny Omega team up with legendary DC superheroes including Aquaman, Batman, Nightwing, Green Lanterns, Guy Gardner, and Jon Stewart. Ooh, two Green Lanterns. Hot Girl, Zatanna, Wonder Woman, and Harley Quinn. Together, they must recover the big galactic belt and prevent a cosmic catastrophe. Fans attending NYCC will be the first to experience the AEW-DC crossover with a limited edition preview and two can't-miss events. On Friday, October 10th at 5 p.m. Eastern, so mark your calendars, in the Javits Center Room 409, AEW CEO, GM, and head of creative Tony Khan will join former AEW champion Jon Moxley, former champion Swerve Strickland, freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy, Willow Nightingale, and prolific comic writer Steve Orlando, artist Travis Mercer, and moderator Frankie Smith, who will come together for a unique panel conversation. Heroes, villains, spaces in between. Pro wrestling and comic storytelling. The discussion will look at where worlds of wrestling and comics converge within AEW. On Saturday, October 11th, at the Javits Center at the DC Comics booth 4365, meet Mox, Willow Nightingale, Swerve Strickland, and Orange Cassidy alongside DC's Steve Orlando, Lucas Meyer, and Travis Mercer for a special signing of the preview comic. Wristbands for the signing will be available on Saturday morning at the DC booth between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Eastern. Oh my god. Fans can purchase the two-part DC AEW comic book event at comic book shops, shopaew.com, and select AEW live events in 2026 throughout the country. The DCKO comic book event will be showcased during AEW's programming on TBS and TNT and through extensive co-marketing across social media and newsletters. Oh, that was a lot.
I mean, congrats to them. They're working with the Warner brands. DC is a Warner Brothers Discovery brand. And now they're going to be featured. You're going to have AEW wrestlers featured alongside Aquaman and Batman. And cool if you're a comic book fan. I know probably a lot of boys and girls in the locker room are excited for it because they're probably comic book geeks. So
you know Omega's freaking out.
Yeah, Kenny Omega's freaking out over it because it's stuff he's into. So
in terms of them as a company, and I do not mean this in a patronizing way at all, any kind of crossover promotion they can get is good for them. Because it helps them grow as a company. The one thing that WWE has been able to do very, very well across the years is come up with collabs or be approached for collabs or approach other people and utilize those collabs to grow their product from a fan base perspective. That's what AEW has kind of struggled with in the last few years, is just being able to grow from a crossover standpoint, because they've been very sort of like hardcore into a particular perspective, and you see them kind of doing things like they'll kind of do things here and there, but not a lot. And then I think in the last year, they've really started doing more crossover stuff and collaboration stuff to help grow the brand. And part of that has helped is the Warner merger with Discovery. And there's been that kind of push since that's happened with the product, that it's like, hey, we need to do more to market this. We need to do more to grow this. Because I think there is a little bit of an expectation for growth, and I don't know if they're hitting it or not, but this is an indication that they are trying to do something to grow the brand, bring new eyeballs onto the product, and hopefully give it a little lift in terms of just the overall viewership. And it's a good way to introduce your talent, especially to older fans, but also younger fans too,
yeah.
Right? You know, people of all ages read comics. So it's a good way to bring a fresh audience into the product. So good for them. I think it's really neat. And I know they're going to have fun at Comic-Con. I think my one hope for this is that they don't go kitschy or campy with it on TV, you know?
Yeah, I don't think they will. I think it's going to be a lot of advertisements and branding and stuff. I think that's what we're going to see.
But nobody running around as Batman and Wonder Woman, okay?
There probably will be that too.
I mean, if you want to get away with it on Halloween, that I'm okay with, because you can do that on Halloween or the week of Halloween. But like any other time, like having somebody just run around like that backstage doing backstage segments, I don't know about that. Actually, doesn't Mercedes have... No, I don't think she does. Somebody did Wonder Woman gear. I'm trying to figure out who did it.
She did.
Wasn't Mercedes. She did?
She did in the Rumble.
Well, she could bust that out.
She could.
There you go. She bust out her Wonder Woman gear. Alrighty. Blame Brents?
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
So Ridge Holland is out with a Lisfranc injury.
Hashtag blame Brent.
He got hurt at the recent TNA tapings. And yeah, he's out with a Lisfranc injury. So we'll see how long. I think he's going in for surgery. So sucks for him.
I'm sorry to hear that for him. I really seriously hope he recovers and then everything goes okay with it. I'm not familiar with that injury, so I don't know how bad or how not bad that is, but hopefully everything goes okay with the surgery.
It's a foot. It's the bone in your foot.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Because then you gotta wear a boot and you gotta,
it's the middle bone in your foot. It's like, it's right there. That's a rough one.
It's that bone. Okay.
Yeah.
That sucks. I'm sorry, Rich. That sucks, my guy. I hope you feel better. Can you tell he wasn't an anatomy student and definitely not a doctor? Because it's like, what is that? Yeah, you don't screw around with your foot. Your feet. You don't ruin your feet. Because then that's just suffering. But we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Rock is going to rant all about Fortnite and give us the state of Fortnite. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTechRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked.
What?
What they didn't like.
What?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's The Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone, go Simpson.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Did you know you can use support a creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad, because we are a hashtag epic partner.
You think you know me?
Oh.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. You can get a free sub on Twitch. Just hit the purple button at the bottom of the screen and it will tell you what to do, because there's a whole new weird process now and I can't describe it in a short intro. So just go hit the button and do the thing. Ding. We are back live, and as you can tell, that music, it's not wrestling music. Oh no, because we are here to talk all about the state of Fortnite, and I yield to you, sir.
No good. All right, just looking at the football. So, Fortnite, game we all know and love, is in a weird spot. A very weird spot. It doesn't know what it is these days. One minute, it wants to be this fast-paced 5-minute game mode. Another, it wants to bring proximity chat to Fortnite, where it lets you hear comms from everybody, which...
I don't know why they thought that was a good idea.
Which, when you let kids just have an open mic, they can say the darndest things. And a lot of it is not really good. You have grown adults who cannot understand what it is like to lose and decide to curse up a storm or use every racial slur known to mankind.
Oh, no. I mean, we all knew that was going to happen the second they put in proximity chat.
And it does not violate TOS for streamers.
What?
No, it doesn't. It wouldn't violate TOS for streamers. If someone...
Have racial slurs?
Why would you be responsible for what someone else on the other end says? Like, a streamer can't get in trouble.
For sure.
You can report it.
But is it against game?
It's against game TOS, but it's not for the streamer. If you're streaming on Twitch, you can't get in trouble for someone else that is not directly on your stream saying it. They can't get... Okay. That's what it's like. It's not TOS for streamers, because the streamers won't get in trouble for if they're streaming the game mode. Twitch won't ban them. That's more what it means. So when you play the Lulu, when you open up the party window, the menu window, there's a thing, hit report conversation, and it records the last 5 minutes of the conversation, so they're able to pinpoint who says what, and they get banned, usually within a couple hours. So that process is work. And DeLulu will be back every weekend till the end of the year. Don't ask me why, but it is. Fortnite also has 1,000 creative different modes. Fortnite has OG. Fortnite has traditional battle royale. It has reload. Zero build. It has builds. It has ranked. It has non-ranked. Fortnite doesn't know what it's doing. And it's lost the plot. It's spiraling. Player count is down. Which will go up during the holidays because it always does. But the player count is down because the last couple seasons have kind of missed the mark.
Haven't been fun.
It just hasn't struck home. They haven't gripped the audience with no matter what they do. One season's about Superman, this season's about the Power Ranger boss. This season was about bugs on the map.
And that was the big story. I can play again.
That was the big story. But they had bugs on the map. And you just said the point. What happened? They just disappeared. There was no reason for it. They just cleaned up the island and made it K-pop.
I thought it's because the Power Rangers got rid of the bugs.
Was that the story?
That was the whole point. That was the story, that the Megazord came and got rid of the big bug. And
I guess that's the story they're trying to tell, or did they get rid of them because everyone hated them?
I mean, I'm good with them getting rid of them because everybody literally hated them. Like, I did not want to play the game with those in there.
But the problem...
They were resource drain.
They were. Here's why I say they have a problem with it, is the player count was down. And they did everything to take away from what the story they were building for this season, and they kind of, like, just shoved it all aside. They had all medallions for the season, and they got rid of them. And then they decided, we're just going to throw random old guns back in the map because people like them, just to get the interest of people playing the game again. And it hasn't worked. Because you're not giving the audience, a captive audience, a reason to want to play it. The sweaty professionals have nothing to do in the game because there are no tournaments. And there is no ranked mode for them to really play because the ranked mode isn't that good for pro players. They're announcing a new one next year, or coming next year. But they're in a spot where it's hard to keep focused on what they're just, basically they're throwing everything at the wall trying to get something to work. So they created Reload a couple of seasons ago in like 3 weeks because they were like, well, this season's tanking. We needed something to fix it. So they came up with Reload, and Reload was good. And then they came up with Blitz for the last season. I was like, Blitz was good. And it was like, it's supposed to be like a 3 week thing, 4 week thing. And then they made it a permanent mode because people liked it. But after initial hype, everything kind of just levels out and people are like, oh, what's the next thing? So we go with the Lulu. I don't know. The game's just in a weird spot where there's so much in the game that you don't know what to play.
Just like to kind of expand on that a little bit, because you talked about a lot about like the story and the special mechanics and different things. For me, as a player, my interest started waning when they started doing the more really heavily thematic seasons and they started putting in all the special mechanics and the special weapons and the medallions and everything like that. That's when it stopped kind of becoming fun in Fortnite. And they had done it in the past, but they had always been like really good about sort of limiting the mythics. But then they stopped doing that. And the mythics became more common and it just became basically a pay to play. It felt like a pay to play, but not pay because you're not paying for it. But that's the best way I can describe it. Pay to play sort of thing where people were just going in, they were farming the mythics, and you would just get annihilated. And you would get annihilated every game. And there was no what felt like balance in the game. Like the one thing that always made Fortnite very novel was there was a level of balance to it, even at different player levels, right? Because even if you weren't the best player, everybody was using the same types of weapons. Everybody was sort of playing that we were all playing on the same kind of map. And you had the same kind of variables for everyone, and you could get lucky. They kind of have eliminated that over the course of the different seasons and the different maps by introducing the different special mechanics into the game. And it's not fun anymore to play it like that, especially if you're just going in and you want to play casually and you want to just chill and hang out. And you're just going in there and you're getting annihilated time after time after time after time. And it's like, it's not enjoyable. So it's like, why am I going to play the game if I don't enjoy it? And the answer is, I'm not. And they've not been able to fix that.
And they try. The thing is, they're trying to fix it where they bring in the different modes and they try to simplify things and they overload the game. And this is what drives people away from the game is there are a lot of bots.
I don't mind bots. Give me a bot mode. I'll play a bot mode. Put me in a map with 99 bots and I'll be happy.
Right. But
I'm trash.
But here's the thing. Not everyone wants, you can have a mode like that, but you have to have a mode where it feels like Fortnite. And when the game is 75% bots, it doesn't feel like the game anymore. And people are losing interest just farming bots. And they've apparently adjusted some skill base for solos where you can get matched up with more real players, which is good. You need more real players for it to feel better. But it might be too late for some people.
I think it depends on how you want to play the game, though.
Yeah, and that's where that's their struggle. Because they have to balance it for everybody. Like, they have to balance the casual. They have to balance it for the sweat. They have to balance it for the people who would like to just and the people in between. It's hard to do that.
It's really difficult to do that. And I know they try, but it's like you can't have empty lobbies. You know, you can't just put like five people on a map unless you do a smaller map and you turn them loose, right?
Like they made smaller maps for Reload and that became fun for people because it was at the start it was mostly real people and people were enjoying it. And then it thinned out and became half and half and go from there. And same with OG. OG feels like it has the most real players in it, which is good. Smaller player pool, but it's more real players.
I think the interesting statistic to know would be where everybody sits in terms of the skill base, because how many high-end players do you have to mid-level players do you have to new players or low-level players? Because I would have to wonder if, like, the low to mid is more than the really high level skill competitive players, or if how balanced it really is, because it could be that people too, once you hit a specific level, you're not necessarily going to be able to like match in the skill base very well. And that could be why that's happening, is that certain people, like, I think it was like a group of streamers that were playing, I don't want to name the names, but like there were a group of streamers that were playing Fortnite when I think when OG came out, and they were on the old map, and like they got to a point because they had been playing for so long that they eventually just ended up in bot lobbies, because they literally, I think the skill based matchmaking just couldn't find people for them to play anymore.
No, what happened was it went from all real players, and everyone complained about the casual wasn't winning, so they turned down the real, and that's when they all ended up with bots, because the first day and a half there were all real players in OG, and there were complaints, not from the sweats, from the casual side. They weren't
winning. That's always been a problem,
right? And that's the problem. How do you balance it? And they're in a real tough spot, because they make a lot of changes lately based on what streamers want. And that's got to stop.
Yeah, but like, they've always been like that.
Yeah, but we're listening to mid-tier streamers who just need, give me shockwaves every place we can get. Give me all this movement. We got to lower the car health. We got to do this. Streamers who just like to chat and talk to chat and farm bots, they're not the ones the game has to be. You don't focus to what they want. Like, I want Fortnite to stick to its own plan. Stop trying to listen to outside voices. Stop listening to this group of people who try to dictate what the game is, because they're dictating it to a select group that isn't the majority of the audience, which kind of hurts the game. Because if you listen to that group, you're not going to get anything innovative, because they don't want the fun weapons. They want a normal AR. They want a normal shotgun. They don't want fun. They want guns and movement. And guess what? That should be ranked.
That is ranked.
But no one plays ranked.
They give you what you want. Go over to your side of the fence and stay over there.
And here's the thing.
I tell you.
Ranked has bots.
Okay, so take the bots out of ranked.
You can't fill lobbies. They're in a bad spot.
I just wonder if you could like make ranked on like a smaller map and lesser lobbies and see if you can't fill it up that way. Like combine ranked and blitz and see what happens.
There is ranked reload. And it was that was one of the popular things for a while, and now it's fallen off because they're just in a bad spot.
I think I wonder too, especially with the special game modes, because we've seen this problem before. We saw this way back when the game first came out, and they had a lot of special modes and LTMs and everything else. And they kind of got rid of them after a while, because part of the issue too is that the novelty just wears off after a while. Like, you do it so many times and eventually you just get tired of doing it because it holds no entertainment value for you anymore. It's like, you know, for people who are really into it, you can only go in so many times and dunk on people before you're satisfied. For like people like you and I, it's like, okay, you know, once you get dunked on enough, you've had your fill. And then it's like, well, maybe I just don't, that's not for me, and I don't want to go play that mode anymore. And that's a problem too. And I don't know how you solve that, because beyond just, again, making the modes limited, again, where it's like for Blitz, for example, it only is available on like for a month. You have a month to go in and play Blitz, and then it's gone.
Which would have been good, because then it would make you want the mode.
You know what they should bring back?
What?
50 versus 50.
They did.
When?
A couple seasons ago.
I didn't see anything on that.
No, it was out there for a while, yeah. It was on the OG map, too.
I didn't see that.
It was 50-50 OG.
God damn.
It was there for a few weeks. It was there for a few weeks.
Where was I?
I don't know. But, even Matt knew. See,
I didn't see anything on that. Nothing.
But it wasn't... I played it a couple times.
It wasn't the same.
If you remember, do you remember what 50-50 was?
Yeah. I remember 50 versus 50.
You spend 10 minutes looting up and then you get to the circle and then you die right away.
Yeah. Or you die before. Like, you land and you die before because somebody came over to your side of the fence.
Yep.
I remember that.
It was okay. It wasn't... But the game's evolved from that.
What did we used to do all of our challenges in? What mode was that? Was it 50 versus 50 or was it something
Team Rumble.
Team Rumble, that's right.
which doesn't exist.
They could bring that back. That would be fun.
No, they discontinued.
That'd be a respawn.
There's a respawn rumble, it's called. It sticks to one POI.
I mean, that's not awful.
No one's playing it.
I mean, it's...
Again, there's so much to play.
There's so much to play in Fortnite, but there's also so much to play outside of Fortnite, too. Like, there's a bunch of major titles that are coming out now and in the future, and it could be that people's interests are just directed elsewhere.
So...
Right? That it's like, I can play Fortnite anytime because there's nothing new in Fortnite.
But there's a lot of new... There's a lot that there is. Blitz is new, Reload, it's all new. But there's nothing that gives you the heart of Fortnite. And the thought is, here's my thought, because Fortnite's not okay. Fortnite's not Fortnite anymore. Fortnite's collapse.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And the thing that drove people to Fortnite was the story and the specialness of the Fortnite characters. And yeah,
go ahead. You remember the last time we all played and we were talking about it, or where it's like, you remember when Fortnite had a story?
Yeah, everyone has a story. Again, who knew about the bugs? They just disappeared. Now it's K-pop demon hunters.
They got that collab up so fast. Like, oh my god.
And it's not fully finished because they're supposed to be emotes. They didn't get finished.
And they're not in.
No.
Hey, if they're gonna do the collab on that, can I get the Saja Boys too? For reasons, thank you.
Like they made shield bubbles that play the golden song.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
You get like because I bought it. It's like I think 18 items in total or something like that. Something absolutely ridiculous. Like it's a huge pack, and for the money, it's a great value. Not sponsored.
Hashtag Epic Partner. Use the codes. What made Fortnite special? And it becomes a meme at this point. But remember what got people interested? Where you dropping? And what was everyone's response?
Tilted Towers, baby.
I ask you now, where are you dropping?
I don't know. I don't know the map.
Exactly.
I could tell you on OG, because I know the OG map, but I don't know the new map.
When was the last time you remember a POI that was memorable?
Dirty Docks, baby. Dirty Docks.
And how
Our
many
home
years
in native land.
Yeah, how many years was that ago?
Oh, several years ago now. And the castle. Wait, no. I don't remember what it was called, but it was the port beyond the castle. What was it?
I don't remember. I remember Breakwater.
I think that was it. It was Breakwater.
Breakwater, and then there was a castle outside.
Yeah, that's Breakwater. Yeah, that's where we would drop on the castle map. But even still, how many maps past that are we?
That was chapter 4. We're in chapter 6, closing up chapter 6. It's been years. You had Dirty Docks. You had Happy Hamlet. You had Craggy Cliffs. But you had Tilted Towers, Retail Row, Tomato Town, Pleasant Park, Haunted Hills. They were landmarks that people remember. The state of Fortnite these days, you load into the map... You don't remember the POI after the season because it's not there anymore. It's changed completely, where half of them are gone in a season. Nothing lasts. Nothing sticks around. The attention span of the map is different. The first map had 2 years. The second map had 2 years. Or a year and a half, whatever it was. 2 years. You got to fall in love with Fortnite and the map. But by the end of chapter 2, they kind of killed it. They killed that map by the end. But
yeah, they did. After the Avengers stuff, that map was never the same, and it was not fun.
Because they tried many different things, and with it trying to keep the people interested.
Yeah,
and they brought in.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, but it was like they brought people in, and they were trying to keep them. But people fell in love with Drop and Tilted. People fell in love with just that style and just those legendary landmarks and POIs. And now you don't get that, and you kind of that was the basis of Fortnite. It was special when we had Thanos mode or a certain collab. Now every day there's a collab.
And I think I remember you, Brent, and I talking about this when the collabs first started, that it could Fortnite eventually become all collabs. And I think we debated on that, whether that would be good or bad. And I think in specific instances, it's good because obviously it generates money, it generates interest, it draws people into the game, but it's all about really the novelty factor of it. And this is the key of the discussion, right? Because we're talking about the maps and like both the nostalgia and the novelty of everything in Fortnite. And that helps to drive a lot in Fortnite, especially since the game's been around for, what, 7 years at this point?
Eight. We just turned eight.
So it's been around for 8 years at this point. So you're relying a lot on nostalgia as much as novelty to keep people in the game. That's why OG did so well, is because we all, like everybody that originally played OG, always wanted to go back to the original map. And we were always told you couldn't go back because of the way it had been built. That's why we had to go to the second map, was because they had to move engines. And the previous map could not go on that engine, so they built a brand new map for us to do that. And the magic of the original Fortnite was the map and the art style and everything of how it looked and felt, and just running around that map, right? Like, that was the whole attraction to it. And so when they brought a version of that map back online, everybody that remembered that map, that fell in love with the game on that map, responded in a really positive way, because it's like, we're going home. And to your point of where you drop in, you know, those memorable POIs, it's the connection to the map as well of, this is home, right? This is so familiar to me. And it could be because we spent 2 years on it, but it's every day you load in, you play the game, you run around with your friends, you have a lot of like good and bad memories on the map. But there's a physical, like, emotional connection to it that you don't have now. It's like, even with the Chapter 2 map, when we went to Chapter 2, because Chapter 2 is one of my favorite maps. Like, Chapter 2 and the original castle map are my two favorite maps that they've ever done in the game, just because they were just both absolutely beautiful in the way that they made them. And they were fun to play on. And there was enough of a challenge there that was like, okay, all right, this is good, but they weren't too difficult to traverse. The map now, I feel like in certain spots, is a little bit too difficult to traverse. It's not as fun to get around on, but that's beside the point. And we had those maps long enough where you developed that emotional connection to it. And it's like, this is my favorite place. I enjoy coming here. I enjoy running around the map, having a good time. And we just don't have that now. And part of that is because of the changes that they make every season. And we've kind of come to expect that you just don't fall in love with a place because it's entirely plausible. It won't be there in a season. It may not even be there, you know, the next patch, or, you know, before the next patch. It could just disappear, right? And to your point, that is part of the issue, is you just don't have that connection to the map, and therefore you don't have that connection to the game. It's kind of like, okay, all right, yeah, it's there, and I may load in and run around, and yeah, it's pretty. It's a beautiful map. It's absolutely stunning. They did a fantastic job on it, but there's no connection to it. It's just kind of like, all right. And I think part of that was the story, because there was a story on the original Fortnite map. There was a story on the second map, the third map. I think up until like the castle map was really where the story was. And then it kind of sort of started to stop on that map. And then we've kind of had it. But they kind of got away from it after that. Like, after we defeated the IO, they kind of started going in a weird direction with it. And we've never gone back to that story. Like, we've never gotten any conclusion on that story, or Geno, or like any of the lore that's in the game. They've just kind of sort of like, it's gone. And they'll pop Midas in every once in a great while and turn him into Dominic Mysterio for whatever goddamn reason. But that's about it. Like, we don't, you know, we don't get any other type of lore or story or connection as to how these characters all work together. Because if you remember, in specific instances, they all work together. Like, you had the battle of IO versus whatever the other group was called, because I don't remember. But you had that going on. And you had that like story of like Sloan and everybody else. And that's just all kind of gone away and fallen by the wayside. It's like, you could bring some of that back.
You could. But when Donald Mustard left, you kind of lost the story.
Bring back Donald Mustard.
He's off doing Marvel things at this point in his life.
But I mean, yeah, good for him. I love that for him.
The connection is missing. And that's kind of where they lost it. That's why they're in a weird spot now.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they learn to focus more on what Fortnite is. I have Renegade Raider up there. You focus on Jonesy and Renegade Raider and all the lore characters. Create some lore characters that give people a connection. And then you may bring people back to stay. Give them a reason to care. Give them a simple game modes. Don't overcomplicate complicate it with Collapse, because that's what it's been. They've overcomplicated the game with Collapse, and they've lost what the meaning of Fortnite is. And they kind of got to get back to it.
Fortnite.
Become Fortnite again. That's all this was. Just become Fortnite.
I think, too, and this might be controversial, this might not be controversial, stop adjusting the weapons pool every single patch. Stop thematically changing the weapons. Like, it's okay to push or, like, take out or put in a couple and adjust as you need to, especially for movement or whatever. But what also helped Fortnite be Fortnite was we had the same basic weapon set for literally ever.
Roughly.
And there were...
Roughly.
Roughly. But you knew what to expect with the weapon set. And the thing is every single season, you have to relearn the weapons. You have to learn what they do. And after a while, it's like, why? Why am I going to bother? Like, it's a time and it's an investment thing. And Fortnite should not have the level of investment that it has in it at this stage to learn the game. I should not have to go in every single patch and relearn all these different mechanics. At this stage, it's a battle royale game. I should be able to go in, pick up a weapon, and go engage. And that's really what Fortnite was, and that's really what it should be. Like, I'm okay if you, like, do a chapter update, or if you do, like, a new map and you flip the weapons, that's fine. But have the weapons be consistent throughout that map's life. The fact that you're changing them every single patch, and you're changing them varying from, like, once a quarter to maybe every 6 weeks, depending on the length of the patch, and everybody has to relearn the weapon set, that's not fun. Because it's, what does this do? How do I use it? Instead of just picking up and grabbing and going. And also give us a story mode. God damn it. Give me my open world story mode. Thank you.
And with
would
that,
honestly bring me back to the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that covers
it. Lego.
They have Lego. Lego's fun.
Lego's fun. They could update Lego. That would be nice.
Yeah, they could.
Like, they haven't updated. I feel like they haven't updated Lego in forever. Like, they have stuff that's fun in the game. And they have stuff that you can do in the game. And the creative stuff is fun. Like, you can find different maps to play on. I wish they would adjust the XP for the creative, that you can, like, get as much XP.
That's based on player count and stuff.
I know. But it's like, I wish they would, like, tweak the XP for creative, that you could get just as much in creative as you can in game.
No, you can. You can get more in creative than you can in game. But it's the more popular the map is, the more XP you get. Each map is kind of... Well, that's how you get the player count. You gotta, the higher your player count, the more XP you can get for a map. Because that's actually a useful thing, because you can't have a map that has two people. Like, I could go make a map and just put all the XP spawners on it and get, you know, farm it that way. But they don't want that.
Why not? What's wrong with that?
Because they don't want XP farming.
But XP farming is fine. What's wrong with XP farming?
Because their monetary system doesn't want that.
Well, to hell with their monetary system.
I'm just letting you know. That's why. So the more popular the map is, the more XP you get, because all the XP spawners are calibrated every so often based on the popularity of the map. That's how that's done. And I think we're done. I got my
rant.
I think
we're done. So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday, 11:30 p.m. is another edition of CB Radio. I think we're doing blind rankings this Saturday, so join us for that. That should be fun. Sunday, they preview Crown Jewel on WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday, it's the Raw Post Show, 10:30-ish p.m. Eastern, when Raw lands. We're live to talk about that. We'll be back. Okay, Chet. Based on the Phillies playoff schedule, we are probably live next Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern to preview Crown Jewel of the Rack. Unless they change it. We're probably live next Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern for the Rack. It's the Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get the podcast, just search the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Not Prime Gaming. Not Twitch Prime, it's just a free Twitch sub. Just click the purple button below the screen.
Start calling it.
Start calling it Not Prime Gaming.
It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just a free sub. Click the button below the screen. Do the thing. Support the channel. Click the panels down below. All the things. Support the channel. You go support the channel by using creator code RocketSock or...
It's M-word.
In the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when you buy K-pop Demon Hunter and all the Fortnite Mare skins that are incoming. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at LensWard, L-A-N-S-W-R-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/LensWard. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimbolLensWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LensWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Like, subscribe, and tell him we said hi because he does amazing content. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward, and we will see you sometime next week. Go Phillies, go! For the rack. So, talk to you later. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.